It looks like Rob Bartenstein is waiting for a pullback before jumping in.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The market is on track for the best December performance in 6 years, though stocks have pulled back lately. It sounds like at least one Wall Street observer is waiting for a pullback before doing some shopping. And that's Rob Bartenstein, CEO of Kester Private Wealth Services, and he joins us from San Diego. So, Rob, I'm prepared to sort of hide under the table or hold the phone about 6 inches away from my ear. And that is because I'm going to ask you if you attach much significance to Dow 20,000, assuming the Dow Industrials hit that milestone sometime soon.
Oh, good morning, Charlie. Good to be with you. Yeah, I'll try not to be too vociferous in my response to that question, but I don't give it a whole lot of credence in terms of any kind of statistical significance. And it's just a simple math equation, but the higher we go, the less significant each 1,000 level increment on the Dow Industrial Average is. So when we were at 10,000, obviously 1,000 points was meaningful. It was 10% of the index. At 20,000, it's obviously half of that. It's 5%. So I think if your listeners want a 20 number that actually has some meaningful significance, the one I would throw out is 20 trillion. And 20 trillion is the market cap that the S&P crossed last week, which is off the 2009 lows of 6.1 trillion. And I think what's important to think about here is that long-term investing and being, you know, being disciplined in your investment process, that's something that's worthwhile and needs to be paid attention to. It's just a good reminder that long-term investing pays off over time and that discipline is an important factor there.
Rob, you say you're not buying or selling anything right now. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for a pullback, honestly. I'm waiting to see if the massive amount of money that's come in the election, and numbers vary, but roughly twice what had gone into the market year to date in the last 8 weeks. I'm waiting to see if that new money can withstand any kind of a correction or any kind of a pullback. That the euphemism is the weak hand. If the folks that have come in lately can stay in the market even while it corrects and reverts a little bit to the mean, which you almost have to expect that it will to some extent, if they can stay in, then I think that we've got some real staying power. And if they can't, then we're going to have an opportunity to put new money to work at levels that are more appropriate for longer term.
Well, how exactly would you assess this rally that we've had over the past month or so?
I think it's a product of optimism, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that we were going into the election season with a fairly clear vision. The consensus vision, I guess, was that Hillary Clinton would win the election. And when that vision for the future, both on the short and intermediate and longer term, got blown up, if you will, there had to be a massive recalculation as to what current policies or new policies would do for market participants. So you look at tax cuts both on the personal and the corporate side. You look at a revision to the regulatory posture, a variety of things that you think that the Trump administration will begin to enact once they take office. It just changes the landscape. And so I think it's appropriate and it's okay to be optimistic about what the future holds. But I think that that's obviously what's driven the market. And I think a lot of this is just simply going to have to play out.
I'm speaking with Rob Bartenstein, the CEO of Kester Private Wealth Services, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm talking with Rob Bartenstein of Kester Private Wealth Services. Rob, what about stocks and the economy going forward? Do you share the optimism of apparently many that a Trump presidency will boost economic growth in the stock market?
Well, I think there's fair reason to believe that it could. Obviously, we've yet to see potential policy made real, but what we've got right now is a belief that if you look at what the impact of a cut in corporate tax rates could mean 10% a profit increase. If you look at what personal income tax could do to investment and spending, I think there's reason to be optimistic about what those policies could do for the market. But you're fighting the other side of that coin, which is that looks like there's at least a good probability that we'll see more inflation. We've already seen a stronger dollar. We could bump into problems related to an increased deficit, and we've got higher interest rates. And so if you went backwards in time just a little bit and said that was the environment that we would be in, and I would tell you I would be pessimistic about what kind of performance we'd be seeing from the markets broadly. And yet here we are, 8% rally on the Dow since Election Day. So again, we're going to have to come back next year in earnings season and begin to see both corporate earnings and political will put to the test. But if we see those kinds of things coming to fruition, I think a lot of this optimism will be justified.
What sectors or stocks do you like? Apparently, you like the fake news stocks, don't you?
Yeah, I love the fake news stocks. I look at Facebook as still a relatively young company, but one that has been able to grow revenue at an amazing rate, 50% a year type of performance, with 1.8 billion members, and between Facebook and Google controlling almost 70% of the digital ad spend. Now, where they've run into trouble, obviously, is the measurement metrics that they've employed calculate the digital advertising rates that they've supplied to their buyers. And those have come under fire for fair reasons and good reasons. I think that those will get worked out. Those issues will get worked out. And this fake news issue is in kind of a paradoxical way, is almost a validation. I saw a survey recently that said that 40% of people say that they get the majority of their news from Facebook. Well, while that may be scary to some people, indicator of Facebook's impact in the market, if you will. I think Facebook as a young company is going to be forced to look at itself in that context versus the way I suspect they like to see themselves as these young entrepreneurs. And I think that you heard in the last earnings call, you heard a company that understands that it needs to retrench and reformulate some of its infrastructure. It's not necessarily a positive for the stock in the short term. It hasn't been. And again, I think the company has been a little bit underestimated and a little bit forgotten in this rally, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you're putting money to work, which I think is hard to do in this environment, I think you could put money to work in Facebook, and over time you'll see a nice return there.
Anything from the financial sector that you like?
Well, I like the sector broadly. Money center banks obviously have been bid up. It's a debate as to whether they're cheap, fairly priced, or expensive. But I like the XLF, that's the financial sector ETF, because you really get a broad swath of financials. It is concentrated to some extent in the money center banks, but you also get what I call financial infrastructure stocks. And these are companies like CME Group, Jefferies, other capital markets businesses that I think will benefit tremendously in the environment that I expect to see in 2017, where I think we'll see a lot more capital markets activity across the board, trading, IPOs, et cetera. And those companies stand to do well in that environment.
Rob Bartenstein, CEO of Kestra Private Wealth Services, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie. Good to be with you, and happy holidays.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.